So each of the aggregates is like that, total hallucination. So the third practice of mindfulness, you know, hallucination, all these hallucinations. You see. So when you think of all these hallucinations, mindfulness, you know, stay the mind a little while as much as you can, you see. They're looking at the hallucination, there is a hallucination. So when you think of that, then understand what comes in your mind is empty. The eye is empty, aggregate is empty, everything is empty, you see. Body is empty, mind is empty. That feeling that I am sending should come in your hallucination, you see. Then the next day, then you see, you do more thing, more on the external form, sound, smell, you see. Look at them, see. Then mental liberty, you know, look at the hallucination. Appeared back that way after your mind merely imputed, you know. So then you see, rest of the day, as much as one can practice that. Morning you begin like this, and then rest of the day. I see, when you meet friend, while you're talking to friend, you meditate like that. While you're talking to enemy, when you meet the enemy, you practice mindfulness like this. When you're going and shopping, when you go from market, you meditate like this. You know, market, when you go for shopping, so department store, or supermarket, or you see, meditate like this. You know, from your house, you plan like that. You see, when you go in the car, you meditate like this. When you enter in the shop, when you're going through the steps, you know, escalator, you think like that. When you see in the shop, there's so many brightful objects, billions of things, that is makeup things, they make up cosmetic. There are billions of cosmetics. Anyway, you see in the shop, mentor this. You walk around mentoring this, you know. Look at your false view, the hallucination. See, that by meditating, practice mindfulness, looking at the hallucination, yourself and people, and shop, all these things. You see, like that. You see, so it's really fantastic. So it's really fantastic. You know, meditation doesn't have to be only just on the cushion sitting like this. You can do very effective meditation in the market. You see, when you go sightseeing, since you're in Nepal, you know, when you go to India in train stations, you know, there are people fighting, quarreling, and there's all things happening, you know. So in the train, anyway, all this like dream, you see. So meditate, you know, you see. Mindfulness, looking at the hallucination, you see, that projected from your little imprint, you know, on the mid-labeled phenomena. So this is so good. While you're eating food, practice mindfulness, you know. See all this hallucination, you see, real eye, real action, eating real food, real in a sense appearing from sight, which is not there. That exists nowhere in the analyzing. See. Eating food exists, but you see what appears something real from its own side cannot find anywhere. Other one can be found, not on the base, but it exists. It can be found, but this real eater, real eye eating, real action eating, and the real food appearing from there. You know, reality appear from there. This cannot, if you analyze this in the reality, cannot be found. If you analyze, cannot be found anywhere. So it's empty, it doesn't exist. So anyway, so practice mindfulness while you're eating. So while you're doing job, you see also, you know, mindfulness in this. You see, or even hallucination, you see. While you're even doing a job, you're talking to people, clients, you see, all this, what appeared real, you know, from the society, Buddhism. Oh, total non-existent. From some scientists. So anyway, practice mindfulness hallucination. So there are hallucinations, which are hallucinations. So like that, you see, whether you're in a hospital, whether you're in a school, factory, so as much as possible. So when you do this, this helps so much to not rise negative emotional thoughts. Even rising, when you think this, it will suddenly cut down. And then it makes your life stable, stability, you know, peace happens, content. You see, it's so much benefit, you know, so much benefit. You see, it doesn't allow to rise. Strong ego says, you know, because everything you look at empty, you see. So strong selfish mind, but it doesn't happen. you see, pride, all these things. So anyway, yeah, same thing, you know, like that. See. Yeah, even when you're a family, practice mindfulness like this. Your dream, see, that you have family, you know, same as your dream that you have. You're seeing whole family in the dream like that. Exactly the same. They all is inherently existent. You're not sleeping, but you don't feel sleeping this, but all inherently existent, which is not there. So in the dream, you see everything appear real, you know, friend, having babies, you know, all this, you know, having cars or having all this, you know, it's something real, it's not there, not true. So it's very good. It helps very much to not rise attachment. You know, strong, I say, painful mind attachment and anger. It helps for everything. So like this, you see, very good. It's a fantastic. It's so powerful mentality. If you can do that, it's so enjoyable. See, as I mean, you're constantly, you're watching your own TV, your own movie of your mind, you know, watching your hallucination. So, you see, very, very interesting. And even other people criticize you, if you are maintaining steady meditation, there's no anger. It doesn't affect you. Even other people criticizing to you, talking bad about you, or even somebody prays so much, you see, your mind has stability, you know, not ups and downs, you know, excited and so depressed. You know, like this. No. You see, so peaceful. Your mind is so peaceful. What somebody criticizes, what somebody prays, whatever. So you see, the meditation, lambda meditation, how to integrate with life, especially emptiness, how to integrate with life, how to integrate with your working life. So like that. The next one is, now I'm short. And, next one is that, third one is that, you see, other one is Buddha, numberless Buddhas, you see, what they see is, this real happening from them. They don't, you see, total non-existent. They see, numberless Buddhas, they see, and I have Bodhisattvas, they see, this is a total non-existent. You see, you know, I believe, it's there, but the numberless Buddhas, omniscient one, the numberless Bodhisattvas, they see this total non-existent. I believe this is real, but they total non-existent. You see, same aggregates, this aggregates. So in my view, real one appears from there, I believe, but all numberless Bodhisattvas. So main thing here, meditation is what they see. You meditate, you meditate in the view of them, you see what they see. How they see this total nonsense. This is what they see. So you mainly meditate on the how they see. So like that. And then next day is even forms, you know, external phenomena. So like that. as far as in this, so you see, whatever problem happens to you, happens, or you know, any disaster and it happens to you, you know, you meditate, you think this way. See, so it's like dream. The problems, you encounter some problems like dream, like you encounter problem in the dream. You see, like that. And then so when you do this everyday life constantly, you see what is doing is you are destroying the root of samsara, your enemy, root of samsara. You see, you're cutting, you know. So that's the main purpose, cutting the root of your suffering, you know, liberating yourself from samsara continuously. You see, everyday life when you do this mindfulness. Making preparation yourself to liberate other symptoms. So that's the purpose. And bodhicitta, how to live daily life, how to integrate life with bodhicitta, I explained already before. One day, commit the exchange of one's fathers, and one day, the seven things of mind, cause effectivity. So after emptiness, short meditation, emptiness, whatever, depending on your time, then after the bodhicitta, you know, then after the bodhicitta. So you maintain emptiness, and then you plan that how I'm going to practice today, you might plan. Then bodhicitta, you know, channel mana bhimma hum, and attitude for life. Then you plan this, how I'm going to live my life from now on, or say today, see, going to practice. You know? So that the two like leg to go to enlightenment, you see. Then, then you must study the liberation palm. That's the most elaborate one now. So you see, today you do the short meditation like Guru Yoga, like the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, or you do Lama Tsongkhapa. You see, under the Guru Yoga, which is plain practices. Then if you're not familiar with the Lambdang teaching, the text, you know, something like the liberation palm, you read, live it today, relating to your life, that becomes meditation. If it, any time when you relate to yourself, go to meditation. Then whatever is not finished, do tomorrow. Whatever is not finished, do tomorrow. So generally like that. You see, after you finish the direct meditation, Lambda prayer. So do that. Between the bodhicitta attitude of life, then before you begin practice, then very good to do prostration. You see, by reciting Tathagata Buddha's name. So if you haven't memorized, you make tape. You see, you make tape. So you play a tape and you stand, you imitate, you see, at the same time, then do prostration. do prostration because reciting the prostration collects scars of merit, unbelievable. And then reciting name, each Buddha, it feels many, many eons of karma, the different karmas. So therefore, if you don't recite, you know, if you don't recite, then you lose all the, you lose unbelievable opportunity, purification, you see. So it's very important. Actually, use yourself to recite. Yeah. Not enough somebody reciting, yes, you should recite. You know, you say verbally, you should recite. So if possible, then you should recite. You see, you do, say, you know, go for refuge to guru, you see. Then you keep on reciting that. Internally, you put your head on the threshold ground. Then you change next, go for the Dharma, you know, Chalaka Vishwati. So like that, you do process like that. You finish the last name of the Buddha, the possible 7 minutes of Buddha after that. Then you go, you come back again, do another one, finish, come back again, do another one. Then 115 about prostration you have done. You don't need to count the prostration itself, just to come back. this gives the idea of 115 prostration. It becomes like that. But each day, if that can be sort of daily practice, that's unbelievable, excellent. If that can be, I'm not saying everybody should do, but there can be. But however, some should do some, at least even once. that's extremely good. Then for realization, it's the main thing. Then, by the way, it takes care good birth next life, all the any whatever success this life, it takes care. You know? Like that. Then, see. Then, if possible, do the lambrum, reading lambrum like this, you know, 2-3 times. It must be very, you know, so everything is very clear. You know, brings very close, see, your feeling of the lambrum, see. So, that's very good. And then, see, after that or along with that, then you can also do. So the practice to not have realization, either with that or along with that, either with that or after having done that, how you daily practice, you see, guru devotion, 15 minutes or 20 minutes or half hour, whatever, every day is something on the guru devotion. Until you have realization, until you see all the Buddhas are guru, and every gurus are all the Buddhas, you know, very stable realization that lasts for, you see, that lasts a long time, not just a few days or a few hours, you know, lasts a long time, but very stable. So then you continue, no matter how many years it takes time. Then on the basis of that, then the first part of Lambrim, gradual path of the Lord, keep being from perfect human rebirth after karma, mostly on the impermanence death, you know, mostly on the impermanence death. But if only have that, only have that realization, then it helps to have good realization of all others. See? So that's the key, that's the most important among those. Then see, good way to have realization of the first lambda, you know. See the first lambda part. See, so then something you see on that. Then, so like that. Because here you have to go step by step, see, so then like this. Then then if one can on that, then you see, and there's also emptiness, you know, to meditate. Then on top of that, if one, you know, to do some meditation, then it, on top of that, if one can, then there's this samatha, karma abiding. So if you see, if you are able to make time for, you see, see, however, you see, you know, to try the 6 months or 1 year, however, to try. Anyway, you can, yeah, see, Rene, he did, you see, say, meditation on that. So, you see, can discuss on that, you see. Let's say, you see, can share the experiences. You see, whatever, you see, he did it tried for some time. So they experience how to do and, you see, all that, yeah. So anyway, then those who are practicing Tantra, then on the top of that, there's Tantra, see, or practicing Tantra, generation state. So who are practicing Tantra, then Lamrim, You see, you put main effort, you put main, your main effort in lumbering. Because if you don't have a realization of three things apart, good version, then you put your main effort in lumbering, then it's a second effort on tantra. You see, otherwise, you know, you spend your main effort tantra and no lumbering, then you cannot achieve complete tantra realization, you see. So what makes the tantra very tasty, very rich is by lumbering. Like the ice cream, you know, the, I think by the cream, you see, the, like that, you see. So anyway, that's it, the tantra part, you know, to achieve enlightenment quickly, so that you can liberate brain syndrome quickly, so like that. Then you see, eight minor pieces. Another very important thing that to make your life so meaningful is the eight minor precepts. Because, you know, on the 15th special days in each month, 15th and 8th and 30th, you can, the Tibetan calendar, there are many calendars, you can do that, more merit, more benefits in those days, especially the days of Buddha and when the sun eclipse, you know, when the eclipse, you can do that, more merit, you see. And then also in other times, whenever you think you can, good to take it my person from the, you know, at your own house, from altar, or even if you don't have an altar, you can, by visualizing, you can take. So like that. So this is just one day, so it makes it very, it's easy, you know. Of course, if you have a labor house, you know, for a lifetime, that's good. So here I'm talking how to make a life, how to practice, how to, you know, make the life most beneficial, more. Then the very basic thing, yeah. Then the kind heart, you know, most important thing is the very basic thing is to live a life, kind heart. Whether you do all those practice or not, whether you are able to do all those practice or not, whether you are able to maintain lumbering, if you are not, but however, even you can't do it with kind heart, everyday life, to live a life, kind heart, and you know, as much as possible, stop giving harm to others and benefit as much as possible. That's the very basic, you know, practice dharma. So I think that's it. Then each year to do some retreat, either preliminary with the lumbering or daily retreat with the lumbering. So that's each year to do some retreat. That's very good.
当大概几年上面给我弄着了，我那看不到前面是路，那边人不能下去说，俺就是叫人不就买这些矿那矿的，太晚了，是不？啊，主要这家不懂了，为初三能把票花的直接什么，中间嘛是上到什么，在网络上打包有人把俺就是啥事不给出什么的，原来那现在钱包的三个钱都没得过，都跟那东西都交过去，咱们不都那么大呀？对，说，thank you very much，说，嗯，说，
so anyway。 If I see you, that's the advice. If I don't see you, that's the advice.